Hi, this is David. I've started a few small businesses over the years, including this podcast, and the situation is always the same. Every day another urgent task pops up and your to-do list is never-ending. Shopify wasn't around when I got started as an entrepreneur, but I wish it had been, because it would have made my life a whole lot easier. How so? Well, with Shopify, you have instant access to hundreds of templates that make building an online store easy. Not just a beautiful storefront, but one that converts visitors into paying customers. Shopify is also packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even improve your product photography. It's like you have a full marketing team behind you, not to mention tools for managing inventory, international shipping, processing returns, and a whole lot more. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to our Sunday Talks. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Little Builders by Dorothy Grenside, published in 1916. I want you to understand that I really mean it when I say that God is everywhere and within you. He is not tucked away in some great far-off heaven, so that you wonder if your prayers can ever climb so high. He is not living only in church, to which the people go to find him once a week. He does not merely listen to you when you say your prayers, or suddenly keep watch when you do wrong. He is in the very air which you now breathe. He is in every stone or flower or tree. He is in all the fishes, birds, and beasts, and in every person you meet upon the road. Is he really in the flowers, you ask me? Yes, I mean exactly what I say. He is in them all, because he made them by his thought. He is their life. The whole big world is just a thought of God's. He made it by his thinking. Life is another word for thought, and both are words for God. God's thoughts are always beautiful. He makes no ugly house of bricks, but builds great trees with outstretched sheltering arms, and fills with life each tiny leaf and twig. You must learn to love the trees, for God is truly living in their forms, and I would not have you pass through life and fail to find him there. Always remember that where you can see a life, that life is God, and therefore life must be to you a precious thing. Each flower you pick is a little house that he has made to hold a tiny part of him, for he does not leave a flower to grow alone. It cannot live unless he dwelled inside. So while it is living, he is dwelling there, and it dies because he goes. So water the flowers in your garden, if the sun has parched them up, and God will stay a little longer in the houses he has made. If you must pick them, do so then with tender, loving hands. Yet I would rather that you left a daisy growing in the grass, just where God's thought has rested. Of course, I do not mean that you must leave each weed to grow, for weeds will choke and spoil a lovelier house of God. You must check them if they thrive within your garden. Yet even weeds may live untouched in wild and lonely spots. Because you know that God is there, you must not harm the smallest thing that lives, unless it harms another life, because it has not learned as yet obedience to its inner God. To take life means that you drive God from his house. You cannot bring him back again, however much you try. You know why I say that God is never far away? For he is the life in you, and in all that grows or moves or thinks, the life in every leaf, or bird, or child. Now you can see why you must keep your house spotless and in order, both the house of your body and your home. You must regularly brush the outer cobwebs, and the inner cobwebs that come from unkind thoughts and angry words, for they soil the house and make it dark and ugly, and God cannot use it as he would. You must remember that nothing can hurt you which only hurts your house. Learn that physical bruises, the aches and pains, do not matter. Be brave and take them cheerily. Your house can stand such outer knocks, and grows much stronger by the help of them. It is the inside cobwebs that we talked about that you must guard against, those unkind thoughts and angry words. Sweep them away, and keep your house clean for the God who lives within you.